Welcome to Life with Liz. Let's chat about our quirky world.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Spellbound, Secret Spells and Tales, part 2 of the Secret Spells and Tales trilogy, now available for free on Nook, Smashwords, iBooks, and more.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to season 3 finale of Life with Liz podcast. Sorry, I've been on a little bit of a break because if you keep up with my Instagram and if you keep up with my blog at lizrautofficial.com, then you know I was in Europe and I got married. So congrats to me. So it was actually really fun. But here's the thing. I decided I was going to Europe. I didn't give a damn about the corona. Like, I had this planned. Nobody was offering me refunds. So I was just going to do it. So if you've read my blog at all, you know that when I went to go check in for my flight, a certain airline that shall remain nameless because I might need to fly on them again, canceled my segment and didn't even bother to tell me. Not my flight to Europe, but a flight during our 2-week journey. So I spent all of my Saturday morning and at the airport in the first class lounge trying to rebook a segment with an airline, and it was ridiculous. And then I get to France, and my second week is supposed to be in Italy. Well, on day 2, all of Italy was shut down, and the hotels were refusing to give me a refund, saying, and I quote, "We're not currently affected by the coronavirus." Are you fucking kidding me? Have you turned on the news? Do you know that your country is shut down? Do you know that you've been leading this? Well, at the time, and it's been a disaster. So to say I lost my shit, I mean, I did it professionally, I did it calmly, but I'm getting my money back. Let's just say that. And I worked on it for weeks. I still don't have the refund, but I have it confirmed that I'm getting the refund, and it's been 3 weeks. So then we were like, okay, well, where can we go that's not affected? So we were like, okay, we'll go to Scotland and then take the nonstop from London to Denver and, you know, just rework this trip. So we still have a honeymoon after we were to leave our parents. Well, I get to Champagne, France, and at 3 a.m. in the morning, I hear, knock, 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 honey, honey, are you awake? It's my mom. And I'm like, holy shit, something's happened. Someone's injured. And she's like, well, President Trump closed the borders. He announced it tonight in America. Because remember, we're very far ahead in time. And so I was like, no. Like, they can't just keep you out of a country. That doesn't happen. They can't legally not allow you to go home. So, and people were freaking out. By the way, my mom got like 100 text messages from people who cared about her. I got 0. Not a freaking one. So thanks, you fuckers. But anyway, back to my point. When you actually went online to the Homeland Defense page, the closing the border only applied to non-Americans. And you could have been a cousin of an American and gotten into the country. So way to read the policy, people, and freak out. But anyway, long story short, then UK started getting banned. And so we skipped our honeymoon and flew home after a week in France with our family. However, we did get married. It was a perfect trip. Not one person in France was freaking out about the coronavirus. They weren't selfish assholes like here in America, hoarding toilet paper and food from people who might actually need it. And I got more chuckles out of the toilet paper memes happening in America than I think I did from anywhere else on the trip. I don't even have anything to compare it to because it was just so ludicrous that you're in France and the American media is reporting just how bad France is and Paris. And it's like, not one person was freaking out. And I could go to the store and buy food, groceries, toilet paper. I don't understand. Like, do you really think, like, toilet paper is the key to surviving the coronavirus? I don't get it. And the bottled water hoarding, like, get a Brita, okay? Get a Pure filter. And then you don't even have to worry about your bottled water with your plastic that's killing the universe. So good job. I will say, I almost felt like this was Earth's way of fighting back because without the constant pollution in the air, cities are less smog-filled, canals in Venice are crystal freaking clear. They even had dolphins in there. And I want everyone to pay attention to what happens when you stop polluting the universe because nature itself is rebounding during this time of corona crisis. But long story short, I came back. I had to quarantine because I was in France. And today's day 14 of my quarantine. And let me tell you what, I haven't murdered my new husband yet, so I think if we can survive 2 weeks of being around each other constantly and both working from home, that, you know, we might have a shot at this thing called marriage. I don't know. We'll see. But that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about with Europe and my trip, because I wrote a whole blog about it. And if you really want to know the details or see any other photos, go to LizRaeOfficial.com, click on blog. It's the top one. So we made it through traveling with our parents. And let me tell you, we traveled with our parents. I'm just going to leave it at that. I think you know what I'm getting at. And coming back, I actually think I was made for quarantine. Like, social distancing, not a problem. I don't like to go out and talk to people anyway. When I want to see people, I invite them over to my house. I control the situation. And it's not that I can't control situations at other people's, but I can't control, like, who I'm around and what the conversations are. And I'm not a big fan of it. Like, I don't need to go to party after party after party to hear the same stories, same jokes, like, all of that stuff. It's not for me. And I really don't like people, I've learned. Especially as you, like, travel around the world, and traveling by yourself, which is, like, such a just eye-opening experience. Everyone should do it once in their life. But you learn that most people are just too self-absorbed and not entertaining and probably not even good people. And, you know, I want to do what I want to do. I want to work on my books. I want a podcast. I want to stalk people on Instagram. I want to open up my Liz's Corona Kitchen, which, if you have not been following my Instagram stories, Liz's Corona Kitchen, it's me cooking dinner every night because I'm stuck at home. So all of a sudden I'm Betty freaking Crocker. And I use whatever we have in the house, whatever we can find at the grocery store. So, you know, give it a go. It's totally facetious, but, like, I have a lot of fun doing it, and I like to cook. And it doesn't always turn out the way the picture looks, but the Russian eats it anyway, so it's fine. And so tune into my Instagram stories every week because I'm doing Corona Kitchen, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. But here's the thing. Just because we're married and just because I'm cooking him like a Betty Crocker dinner and trying to make bread and zucchini brownies and all this other shit that, like, I don't know, when I got so domesticated, does not mean that I don't threaten the Russian still from time to time. It's still important that he knows his place. It's still important that he knows if I wanted to, I could take scissors to any part of his body and not feel any remorse about it. And so even though we've been quarantined together, he still knows his place in life and in this marriage. And, I'm not letting, like, any of that slack just because we're both home and can do things right now. So I have that going on. I'm also highly, highly disappointed by the amount of people complaining online about having to stay home with their children. Listen, don't be a parent. Don't have kids. If you don't want to be around your freaking kids. Okay, it's called a time of a crisis, and you're going to have to raise your own kids instead of the schools or the daycares or your grandparents or, like, whatever the hell your situation is. Stay home with your kids. Be a parent. Give them a little love, because all they're going to remember is that my dad bitched about having to stay home with me during a time of crisis. Because in the history books in high school, when they go back and they talk about the time of Corona, aka the plague, all they're going to remember is that my dad or my mom didn't want to spend time with me. So if you are bitching about having the luxury now to all of a sudden stay home with your kids, which is probably something you used to bitch about not being able to do, man up, you know, be a parent, okay? It's not that hard to teach your kids second grade math. It really isn't. And, you know, when all fails, kick them out in the backyard and tell them to go play like we did in the 90s. That's called parenting. Something my hometown did, and I actually cracked up so much because they were calling it supporting local downtown businesses, which is not what it was because they closed due to quarantine, but they did a social distancing car cruise. For those of you that did not go to high school prior to, like, cell phones being popular and whatnot, the way to see your friends on a Friday night was to cruise downtown Main Street. And there was, like, this little loop that you would make. And that's what you did. And then you'd park on Morgan Street and you'd talk and then you get back in the car and cruise some more. And that was, quote, being cool. hindsight, very loserish, but Boonville decided that they were going to social distance car cruise together. And it was actually pretty entertaining to see because the whole town like showed up to do this car cruise where all their families in this car and they're just waving to each other back and forth. They're going through A&W, getting a root beer float, some onion rings, and then cruising some more, cranking their tunes. And I actually thought it was pretty funny. Now, if they did that regularly when businesses were open and actually spent money in downtown local businesses, I would support it even more. In another news, what everyone else in the world is doing right now during quarantine, I'm also doing, watching a shitload of TV. I've also listened to about 10 audiobooks, 14 podcasts, and I've rewatched vintage Vanderpump Rules, which brings me to my new topic. Vanderpump Rules is not the most entertaining this season, but this week's episode made me miss the Britt and Jack's wedding storyline, which was getting really boring because they dragged it out for, I don't know, like 10 episodes. It was so freaking boring. And their new cast members, I mean, you have Brett, who looks like a skinny little twerp, Max, who is like the new ballerina body, emaciated Maureen from Center Stage wannabe, makes me miss James Kennedy because Max is just a tool. And I think everybody knows it. And I almost want James to be back full time. That's how badly I hate Brett and Max on the new cast. I think Charlie is boring. She is so just a valley girl. Raquel, first of all, the conversation between, I'm so heated about this because it's little stupid, the younger little millennials like her that really give millennials as whole a bad name because she thought that Lala calling her a dummy and stupid last year was bullying her. No, it's called call it like you see it. And then she, quote, stood up to a bully and it was really hard because I'm non-confrontational, which is why you're dating James Kennedy, because he won't walk all over you, first of all, like a wet blanket. Second of all, someone calling them like they see it is not bullying. Bullying is like a systematic, continuous, over and over and over and over and over again thing that did not happen to you. You are being dumb, thinking that your emaciated ballerina body boyfriend, James Kennedy, yo, it's James Kennedy, I'm a white Kanye, is, do you think he's not cheating on you with some obviously even more insecure person? Please. Second of all, the conversation between Lisa and James, do they just use the same script every year? Every year she tells him to get help and stop drinking. And every year he's like, I'm going to do it, Lisa. I'm going to do it. And then, sorry, I don't know what accent that was. But then he, like, you know, goes back to being the same old James when the camera's off. So is he really going to do it? Is he really going to stay sober? Him and Lala are now friends again, making music, dumb music called Playboy Bunny. So maybe he's not drinking. Because I feel like Lala was only ever going to be his friend again when he made a life change. I think Raquel is still dumb. I do not like her outfits. I do not like her extra. I do not like her trying to develop a storyline and using Lala to create her storyline. I do like that she finally told James he had to go to an AA meeting or she was leaving. She should have done that shit freaking years ago because they've been together a long damn time. I also just want to know, am I the only one who doesn't care about Dana and Max's little tiff that they have going on? Like, who really gives an F? You were only together probably for the show. I highly, highly doubt it was real. It's like the never-ending freaking saga. I also think that with Max. I don't know. He does seem like a Doug, right? His whiny little battle with Danica. Again, he's just being like a little bitch. Like, suck it up. Why are you such a girl? I know you're wearing girls' pants because your jeans are tighter than they should ever, ever be on a man. And your hair has more product in it than any of the women on the show combined who are wearing weaves, by the way. But quit acting like a little whiny bitch. Like, suck it up. Be a man. Get some big dick energy. Like, I can't with your whiny little attitude. And then you have the best part of this week's episode, which caused me to laugh so hard I cried, was the funeral of Dog, the lizard. When Ariana said, "I can't help laughing, it says dog 2019 to 2019, I was right there with you. Stassi's like, "I don't know whether to laugh or cry." Cry from laughing, Stassi. Cry from laughing, because that was the most ridiculous. They had a funeral for a lizard, and the fact that they were like pouring beer for the lizard, like he could have a drink of it, and it was so like just so scripted, first of all. But second of all, like, he was just so, like, you know, he did battle depression. I'm not kidding you. Come on, Schwartzy. Your lizard did not battle depression. It's called he was put in a cage and he wanted to live in the wild. And you did that to him. You bought him from a pet store. You probably paid a lot of money for him and then put him in a cage. So let's talk about what it really was. You caged an animal that shouldn't have been caged. Second of all, talking about his good times and his bad times and how you were just there for him. Like, come on. Like, I cried laughing. I just thought the whole thing was so ridiculously funny. I loved it. The other thing I want to talk about on Vanderpump Rules is, why in the hell would Lisa ever give Jackson Brittany a Tiffany tea set? Is that so when she goes to her house, she knows the tea wasn't made in the microwave? Because you know they're never going to use it. Yes, it's fairy tale like, and it's probably a gift specifically for Brittany, but I mean, it's ludicrous. They're not like that bougie, Lisa. You could have gone to Home Goods and gotten them a tea set for like $10.99 and called it a day and saved a shit ton of money. I think you just wanted to look super rich. I almost hope it was a regift, to be honest, because that would actually make it a little bit funnier. I do think that Tom Sandoval actually made himself look a little bit better this week as well by telling Max to separate work from personal when it comes to TomTom. Also hypocritical and comical because he couldn't separate his personal opinion of Stassi for her book opening and took it out on her. So, I mean, there's that. But Max, like, it's 90% personal. Like, do you even hear yourself again? I can't. I need him off the show. The extra birthday party for Tom Sandoval was just Tom Sandoval being Tom Sandoval. They all just need to dress like themselves because they're all extra anyway. I appreciate Jax not dressing up. I thought it was wonderful. I wish he would do that more often. I think Stassi, Katie, and Kristen in their fight. Okay, so here's the thing. This may be on trend or off trend. It depends on whose Twitter page you're on. But I am team Stassi and Katie on this one because Kristen loves to play the victim. And we have seen it in every relationship she's been on camera. So let's go back. Let's throw back to seasons 1 and 2 when she was with Tom Sandoval. He cheated on her and she cried and cried and cried, but then stayed with him because I love him. I love him. And they were like, you either have to pull the trigger or not pull the trigger, right? So, and they were like, just don't talk about it again. Then with James, she did the same thing. She tried to talk about how he was too aggressive with her. Remember when she punched him? And then she still ended up going back to him, number one. And number two, then she slept with him even when she was dating Carter in the very beginning. So she has this history of victimizing herself and just being like, I just can't get out of this web because I just love them. And then she set this up for them to be tired of the conversation because we saw all last season, which was like 1 year and 9 months ago, where all she did was complain about Carter and all the ways Carter treated her poorly. And then they gave her advice and then they're like, you don't have to be treated like that. You're a big girl. Get yourself out of it. And then she would continuously put herself back in it. So at this point, I agree with them. It's not about Carter. It's about Kristen. Kristen loves to victimize herself for, I don't know, like attention. So somebody will just cuddle her like a kicked puppy. I don't know. But the fact that she continuously drags it on, complains to Sheena about them in every single way, knowing Sheena's going to go tell them and vice versa, which side note, kudos on you, Sheena, for asking permission to share information back to Kristen. I thought that was mature of you. But like it's enough. I used to have a friend like that who it was always just about them and it was always about the boy in their life and they would go back to the same loser over and over and over again. I'm no longer friends with that person because I couldn't put myself in that situation. So I see where Stassi and Katie are coming from. I know that there's probably a lot happening off camera we're not aware of, but enough is enough. When someone refuses to listen or change their pattern time after time after time, you have to decide, okay, is this person growing with me in this friendship or are they not? And Kristen really seems to revert. And this next relationship she'll be in, she'll just try to figure out how to antagonize Carter and get back at him for whatever it is he's done, just like she did with James, just like she did with Sandoval. So I find it very, very interesting. I also laughed out loud when Katie was like, I'm trying to find things that I'm good at. And they did the TV watching montage and her trying to knit. It was pretty funny. I follow her on Instagram, so I know she's actually doing more. But that was some great editing. I do think Vanderpump is a little boring this year. And I think it's probably because they're all now starting to get new side careers off the show after 7 or 8 seasons. I would like to see the original cast kind of come back together a little bit more, like too much new blood. It's really changing the vein of it. And they almost need to like break the fourth wall. If they don't break the fourth wall, and if you don't know what that means, Google it. I'm not here to be your encyclopedia. Then I need a spinoff with Stassi and Beau, who seem like the most real couple on the show. They seem like they actually super love each other. I love following them on Instagram with all that they're doing and Chef Boyardee. I would like to see Chef Boyardee in the Corona Kitchen. They just bought a new house. It's not my style, but it is there, so kudos for them. I think Lala and Randall have come off far more genuine. I mean, think about how far Lala's come on the show. Like, Kristen needs to take a page out of that book. Like, she tried. She grew up. She matured. And it's almost like Kristen is just still living in that, like, 23-year-old bubble that she was in when the show first started. Although I think she's the oldest. I gotta look at that. But anyway, as I'm watching all of these shows, I'm realizing that I need to go on and I need to review and rate. And as I'm reading all these books and listening to music and podcasts, I'm leaving reviews now because artists are entertaining me. And yes, I know technically reality shows aren't artists, but I'm still getting entertained during my time of quarantine. As I drink my quarantinis. Also, what is hugely, hugely entertaining me is Dad Dude, Beat Bobby Flay, and, you know, Dorinda Medley's Instagram stories, because she's pretty funny. She's been on this Jell-O mold kick, which I hate Jell-O. I hate it with a passion, but they are so intense, her and her daughter, about it, that it's really pretty funny. Coming back very, very soon, Real Housewives of Potomac with the fight heard around the world. I don't even need to see the show to know that I'm on Monique's side on this one. Because Candace, you know, she picked up a butter knife and tried to attack people like a year ago. So automatically, I'm on Monique's side. Plus, I just like her more than Candace. Candace, again, seems a little whiny, a little bratty, a little self-served. And Monique seems like she understands the real world a little bit better. The other thing that's coming up soon is Real Housewives of New York. I'm gonna give it a chance without Bethany because I'm still down for several other cast members. Plus, I want to hear, you know, how they're gonna basically take Tinsley off the show because they don't have a Real Housewives of Chicago, and that's where she lives now with Scott. I also love Dorinda. Countess Luann, I think it's going to be old school Luann now because she's drinking again. I'm a little over Ramona, gotta say it. I just need a new storyline. I would like Jill Zarin to come back now that Bethany's gone because I need a little snark in my life. Ooh, the other thing, did you see someone was trying to blackmail Jill Zarin? Her daughter they conceived her with her ex-husband through a sperm donor, but it was back in the day when you didn't really talk about it, and so they hadn't told her yet. Well, I guess she just found out, and she's like in her, I think, later 20s, because a family member was trying to blackmail, and her daughter found the email, which I think is ludicrous. But it's really not that big of a deal, but for a family member to blackmail you is pretty damn shitty. I hope she writes that person out of the freaking will. So there you have it, guys. As you, in a nutshell, as you listen, read, watch, or snoop online, please leave reviews for everyone who's entertaining you. Feel free to leave me a big ol' five on this podcast. I really love doing this podcast. I got to take a little time off because I'm working on my book, and it's my sixth book, which I want to come out this year, but it's the first time I haven't had a timeline. I'm actually doing discovery writing. So far, it's called The Oskaluska Girl and The Regency Romance. And I like it. It's something new. It's something different. I'm writing in first person, which is a hard thing for me. I've always written in third person. So I'll catch myself slipping back into third person. So my editor, God bless them, they're going to have quite the challenge this go around. So I'm going to take a little bit of a breaksy from a podcast. So this is the season finale of season 3, but I will be back this summer with season 4. In the meantime, check out my girl Rachel Overvall's new podcast, Talking Pleasure. She is hysterical. She is so on the right side of history right now with talking about women and rise up and everything that we could do. So check her podcast out. I'll link it in my bio for this podcast. And let's talk soon, shall we? In the meantime, check out my Instagram stories on Corona Kitchen, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
Life with Liz.